Okay, good evening, everyone. We are going to continue Bez Hashem with the positive commandments of Shabbos. We've already discussed the halachos of preparing for Shabbos. We've previously discussed halachos of challah and hadlakas neiros. We have discussed the mitzvah of kiddush on Friday night. Last shiur on Thursday night, we had discussed a little bit about the bracha of a bracha sheina tzricha, about eating before you wash. Fine, there's different menhagim in regard to that, but at least for the Ashkenazim, that is how we paskin, and the Bir Halacha discusses at length Shabbos morning, but for Friday night, let's keep it simple, that should be avoided, to eat before a person washes. Now, what we're going to discuss, what I'd like to discuss is, for the next few shiurim, the Halacha of Netilas Yadayim. Now, although technically this is the positive commandments of Shabbos, and the mitzvah of washing our hands before bread is the same on Shabbos as during the week, as far as the halachos of washing your hands, but I do believe that it's very important to know these halachos, and it goes into the order of the Friday night Suda, Kiddush, and then we wash Netilas Yadayim in the kitchen, we go. So I think it's important to spend a few shiurim on the halachos of Netilas Yadayim, but of course this is applicable during the week as well. And we've mentioned before, I believe, we probably mentioned by Hadlakas Neiros, that Netilas Yadayim is one of the seven mitzvos midirabanan. There are seven mitzvos midirabanan, 613 mitzvos midiraisa, that of course you all know, and seven mitzvos midirabanan. Netilas Yadayim, washing before bread, not negovasa in the morning, that's something else, but as far as washing before bread, that is one of the seven mitzvos midirabanan. And the question is, why do we wash our hands before we eat bread? Where does that come from? What's the reason for that? So there's two reasons given. The Mishnah Brura in Kuf Nun Ches, the Mishnah Brura explains reason number one is the following. Why do we wash Netilas Yadayim? We wash our hands with water before we eat bread. And the Mishnah Brura explains that in the times when the Kohanim ate Truma. Truma, as I'm sure many of you know, Truma means that the farmer, a person, takes from their crops that they have, the fruits, the vegetables, whatever it is, and they give a certain portion to a Kohen. And in the times earlier, many, many years ago, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they only were allowed to eat the Truma when they were Tahar, when they were spiritually pure. So the Rabbanon made a Gzeira, they made a decree, that a Kohen always has to wash his hands before touching Truma, or before eating Truma, because a person's hands may be Tamei. There's such a concept of a person's hands being Tamei and not the rest of the body, not for now, but they made a decree that a Kohen must wash his hands before he eats Truma. Therefore, not only does a Kohen need to wash his hands, but also a Yisrael, someone who's not a Kohen, needs to wash their hands as well, because this way that ensures that the Kohanim will do it. Because if the Kohanim do it and not the Yisraelim, so then the Kohanim are going to end up stopping as well. So we make the Yisraelim, the non-Kohens, also wash their hands before they eat Truma. So too nowadays, even though a person is not going to eat Truma, because we assume that we're all Tamei, but we still continue to wash our hands because hopefully the Beis HaMikdash will return and everyone will be accustomed to washing their hands. Everyone will be accustomed to washing their hands, and by extension, we make a Kohen and everybody wash their hands not only by Truma, even by any food, any bread at least, because that's the main Truma is from bread, any bread that a person eats, even if not from Truma, it's what we call chulin, just regular bread, we need to wash our hands. And we do it nowadays, because this way when the Beis HaMikdash returns, we'll be accustomed to it. So that is reason number one. It's a little bit confusing, but it is based on what used to be in the times of the Truma, eating the Truma in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. We made the Kohanim, the Yisraelim, we made them do it by everything, even by Truma, even by not by Truma. This way our hands are clean to eat the Truma. The second reason, which some of you probably would have guessed, is what we call Nekios Ukadusha, which means it's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel, which says that it's based on a pasuk that a person needs to be holy, spiritual cleanliness, mainly Kedusha, spiritual cleanliness, because of the Bracha that we are about to say. So that is, we need to be pure and clean before we say the bracha of Hamotzi. And Chazal tell us very, very strict things, very great rewards for being careful with halachos of Netilas Yadayim, and very strict if somebody is disgraces this mitzvah and takes it very leniently. Some say even ein lo chelek to olam haba. A person needs to be very, very careful in regards to this mitzvah of netilas yadayim. So let's just discuss one very, very, very important halacha that is very common. The halacha is the following: when we wash netilas yadayim, the Shulchan Aruch says that you only make the bracha of asher kachana b'metzoyso v'tivanu al netilas yadayim if a person is going to eat the amount of bread equal to 2 kezias, which is called a kabeitza, the size of 2 kezias. So if you're just going to take a bite of a sandwich and you're not going to have the size of 2 kezias worth of bread, then the halacha is that you wash without a bracha. You need to wash, but you wash without a bracha. Now, many, many, many times we wash, and we, of course, make a bracha on netilas yadayim. So a person needs to be careful, according to the Shulchan Aruch, make sure that you eat the size of 2 kezias, otherwise your bracha perhaps might be a bracha levatala. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees. It's based on a Vilna Gaon and says, no, don't worry about it. You don't have to eat the size of 2 kezias. It's sufficient if you eat the size of 1 kezias. If you eat the size of 1 kezias, then that is enough to warrant a bracha of al netilas yadayim. So if you wash with a bracha, which I'm sure we all do, every time you make a bracha of al netilas yadayim, it's very important to note that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you need to eat the size of 2 kezias. Otherwise, your bracha might be a bracha levatala. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Vilna Gaon, you don't have to eat 2 kezias, but you do have to eat the size of 1 kezias or more of bread. Otherwise, perhaps your bracha would be a bracha levatala. If a person eats less than a kezias, I just want to take one bite. I do this all the time with my kids. I bring a bagel back from a bris, and I let my kids have one bite. So the halacha is when you eat less than 1 kezias, you need to wash netilas yadayim, but you do not make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. So again, less than 1 kezias worth of bread, you're just taking one bite or one tiny, you see your friend have a sandwich, you want to just taste it and take a bite. If it's less than a kezias, you need to wash, but without a bracha of al netilas yadayim. If you eat more than a kezias, then according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you do have to make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only if you eat the size of 2 kezias or more that makes you say a bracha of al netilas yadayim. Very important, one last halacha, that when we say the size of a kezias or the size of 2 kezias, that means that you eat that amount of bread within a span of 3 or 4 minutes, which is called kedei achilas pras. Not just that you take one tiny bite, and then later by the gefilte fish you take another tiny bite, and then by the chicken soup you take another tiny bite of challah, and then by the chicken you take another tiny bite. That's not good enough. You need to eat 1 kezias according to Rav Moshe, and 2 kezias according to the Shulchan Aruch within a span of 3 or 4 minutes. Doesn't need to be the first 3 or 4 minutes, but it needs to be within a span of 3 or 4 minutes that you eat that amount of food. These are halachos that we'll be able to review and will come up again over the next couple of shiurim on netilas yadayim, but that is the basics in regards to washing. I'll just tell you one amazing story that my father has in his book in regards to netilas yadayim, and that'll, I think, hopefully set the tone. A story took place in the times of the Holocaust with a lady by the name of Esther Fleischman, and she was in the concentration camps with other women, and of course they were starving. They had no bread, no water. They hardly had anything. They got a tiny ration of food every single day, and they were dying left and right, and they were taken to be killed, and even those that weren't taken to be killed, but they died just from hunger and from sickness. And they were in a barracks, and there was a swamp nearby that had water. Obviously, the water in that swamp was disgusting, but they tried to get to that swamp in order to just drink a little bit to keep themselves alive. But there were Nazi soldiers, women soldiers, who were guarding the swamp and making sure that no women go out and get any of the water to drink or anything. And this Esther Fleischman, she was begging one of her friends. She said, please, please try to get me some water from the swamp. And they said, we can't. They're guarding it. We can't. We'll try. Day after day, she was saying, please get me some water. Get me some water. And finally, one of her friends saw that one of the guards left for a moment. They quickly ran and they got her some water from the swamp, and they brought her the water, and they said, here, Esther, take some of the water, make your lips wet, here it is. And they said, and Esther Fleischman said, no, I don't need to drink the water, it's too late for me already. And she just takes the water and she washes her hands. She washes her hands are now clean. She says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and she died. on the spot. She was holding out. She wanted to say Shema Yisrael one more time before she passed away, but she didn't want to say it without clean hands. And she was waiting, holding out day after day until she gets some water that she could wash her hands, that this way she could say Shema Yisrael, and she let her neshama go. And hopefully, Bez Hashem, never will anyone of us or anyone that we know have to deal in such dire straits. We should see Mashiach before any of those type of tzaras. But that just shows the level of Nikiyos Kedusha that we mentioned before. And the second reason that to try to be on such a high level is something that we should all try to strive for. And we should only see Besuras Tovus and not and only Simchas in our lives. Okay, everybody should have a good night.